This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For more than 20 years, photographer Matthew Thorson's pictures were a mainstay in Vermont's weekly newspaper 7 Days, capturing the people, events, and landscapes of Vermont and helping define the paper's visual style. Thorson was well known in Burlington's art and music scenes as much for his quirky sense of style and shock of bleach blonde hair as for his work. Thorson died on New Year's Day. He had been fighting cancer for 2 years, since melanoma discovered on his foot had spread throughout his body. He was 51. Here is Thorson in 2011, explaining how he connected to the people he photographed.
I just ask them about themselves a lot. If I'm showing up for a story, I don't want to show up being like, hey, I'm Matt Thorson, I think I'm really neat. I just start asking him questions, I guess. And plus, sometimes some places are like, people are very, they don't want you looking at their stuff. You know, you come in, they're like, oh, geez, hey, you know, they've cleaned the house or something already, but they tell you not to photograph things, or you end up making a joke about that. And even making a joke about what someone's just hiding kind of makes them relax. So it makes me relax, too. So like, oh, you're greasy, too. People reveal an insecurity, I guess, and, you know. I think it makes them a little humble. Maybe that prepares them a little for the picture. But to draw out somebody like a timidity or a genuine non-pose, or, you know, sometimes it's hard. But I also like the pose that people put out, you know, that's pretty funny.
That was the late photographer Matthew Thorson speaking with his 7 Days colleague Ava Solberger back in 2011. Pamela Polston is the co-founder and co-editor of 7 Days. She worked with Matt during his 23 years with the paper, and she joins us now. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Matthew Thorson first got connected to 7 Days back in the 90s?
Well, that's a funny story. We didn't know him beforehand. He came in to show us what passed for a portfolio, and it included some very grisly photos of, like, dead animals and, I think, a head that had been in an autopsy. I mean, it was kind of disgusting. But he was so creative. He clearly had a vision. He was unusual and funny, and he just fit right in with us.
And you thought, that's the guy who should be photographing our governor?
That's the guy, yes.
You know, I think sometimes people do think of Matt as having this very effervescent, light side and sort of bubbly and bright, but he was really attracted to darkness as well and to those macabre subjects. I mean, he's talked about in other videos, things that he photographed that were just gross. You know, he described them as gross, or why did I take that? It's hard to look at, but that he found that in some way compelling as well. Did that filter into his work photographing people for the paper?
I think of it more now as, you know, obviously I can't know what was in his head, but I think of it more as the whole visual environment was kind of an equal opportunity subject for him. And it's like, He wanted to look at everything without flinching. And if it was something that we would consider ugly or gross or off-putting, he didn't care about that. It was just as marvelous a picture as, you know, a picture of a bunch of kids having a good time. He was equally good with both.
He talked in that clip with Ava about trying to put people at ease and make them feel more humble, but that he also was attracted to the poses that they, you know, the way we present ourselves. And I'm wondering if you saw that come through, that approach, if you could see that then in the photographs, because he photographed a lot of very famous people in Vermont, very, I'll put it in quotes, but very important people. Mm-hmm. And he photographed, you know, regular people. There were all sorts of people and things that he put his lens to. And I'm curious if you saw that approach come through in the final photographs.
Well, oftentimes Matthew would bring weird props to a shoot. And some people liked that and some didn't, which I'm sure he understood immediately. But he did seem to have a way of getting people to relax into themselves. And I think it's because he was so completely comfortable in his own skin. It's a weird expression, being yourself, because how else can you be? But if being inhibited or shy or any of those things is part of who you are, Well, he was a person who dispensed with that, and he gave other people permission to maybe be a little crazy or a little loose or a little more comfortable with being unconventional. Some politicians didn't like that, for sure, or people who were very busy. You know, maybe they were thinking one and done. That was never his style. It was an adventure. There are a lot of comments in this week's 7 days from people, and many, many of them are about memorable shoots with Matt Thorson.
Did he ever photograph you?
Well, he shot all of our staff photos, which was incredible because he had a growing number of people to wrangle every year. And he also shot us individually for our staff photos. Other than that, he may have shot me in casual situations, but I haven't seen those.
What about as a person? What do you remember and want to remember about Matthew Thorson as a friend and a colleague?
Again, his sort of unfettered sense of self, his wild clothes.
Describe his wild clothes, because they were impressive.
He wore very bright colors. It's not that he was wearing women's clothing, but he certainly didn't care about gender norms or certainly fashion norms. A lot of thrift shop outfits, and I certainly will never forget the amazing costumes that he came up with for Mardi Gras. Unbelievable. And he would somehow, you know, make an alien head, for example, that he could barely see out of, and yet he would still shoot the entire parade.
In costume.
And in high heels.
Impressive.
Yeah. Very impressive.
People are remembering Matt Thorson. You said that this week's 7 days, and you're going to have a big spread, I understand, about Matthew Thorson in this week's paper.
Yes.
What are people saying, and how do you feel like his death is being received in Burlington and beyond?
It's clear how beloved he was in with so many audiences. You mentioned earlier that he was kind of ubiquitous in the art scene, and that's true. That was probably his most comfortable place. Every band back in the 90s and beyond coveted a photo shoot with Matt Thorson, and he turned out so many really cool band photos, and that's with real film still. And people are talking about not only these funny remembrances of the shoots with him, but also how they made them look cooler than they probably really were. That was a common thread. But they also talked about how kind he was, and what a good friend, and just a real human being. And again, that sounds funny because we're all human beings. But somehow he had a gift for being a person.
7 days really was a huge part of his life, and he has been a huge part of 7 days. And his death was expected. He's been sick for a little while, and certainly his ability to work had been diminished. So it's not an immediate impact in the sense of, oh, suddenly you have to find somebody else to take that picture. But I imagine this is it leaves a big hole in 7 days.
It is. It's a big mat-sized hole in our community on many levels, and it's true that he wasn't working as much in recent months, but and we do work with other wonderful photographers, but yeah, he already is greatly missed. His wife Diane Sullivan is our art director, and she's just as wacky as he was, so we still have her, and you know, we'll carry on. But yeah, the when it finally happens, finality is harsh.
Pamela Polston is the co-founder and co-editor of the weekly Burlington-based paper 7 Days. She's been remembering her friend and colleague, the photographer Matthew Thorson, and you can read a lot more about him in this week's 7 Days. Pamela, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much.